Good morning. Today's scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. This is Paul writing, "To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations that was given to me, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said, 'My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness.' Therefore, I'm going to boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power can rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I love these scriptures. Now, that's what Paul wrote after God had sent him some powerful revelations in heaven. And so to keep from being conceited, God gave him a thorn in his side. And when I used to read this chapter, I immediately thought, well, it had to be a physical ailment. I mean, he must have pulled a muscle, or the amount of walking he did all from town to town. Maybe he had a knee problem or a hip problem. I don't know. But then I came to my own realization and revelation that realizing a thorn in the flesh could be far more than a physical ailment. Listen, a thorn in the flesh could be anything that brings you closer to God. Listen now, it could be a state of fear, insecurity, doubt, depression. A thorn in the side could be betrayal. You got a thorn in the flesh. Listen, if you've ever been betrayed, you know the person who betrayed you actually drove you straight into the arms of Jesus, did he not? Yes, he did. Yes, she did. See, God knows things you don't know, and he knows your heart and your heart's intentions, and he'll give you a thorn in your flesh to bring you back to him. Come back here to me. Come back to my purpose for your life. So when life comes at me and I get an old thorn in the flesh, I realize that God's calling me to surrender to him and to his power. A thorn in my flesh makes me realize I'm weak and I can do nothing on my own. It keeps me from being proud. See, it's in that state of weakness that God's power just comes over you and it will just cover you no matter what happens in your life. Surrender yourself, surrender your thorn and your weaknesses to God, and admit your mistakes and admit you were proud and ask for forgiveness. And like Paul, take pleasure in needs and distresses. It's bringing you closer to God. Praise his name that he loves you enough to give you that thorn to get your attention. Bring your heart back to him. Amen, Lord. So be it.